Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to the Calmathon. Now, if you're anything like me, you've probably spent a good chunk of your life chasing happiness. We're constantly bombarded with messages about how to be happy, buy this, do that, achieve this, but what if I told you the secret to genuine happiness isn't some magic pill or a weekend retreat? What if it starts with understanding our own minds, our own reactions, and how those influence our well-being? Today, we're diving into the psychology of happiness. We'll unpack some of the misconceptions around happiness, explore what truly makes us feel fulfilled, and most importantly, give you practical tools to cultivate more joy in your everyday life. So buckle up, get ready for a brain-boosting journey because this is gonna be good. First things first, let's bust some myths about happiness. Ever felt like happiness should be this constant state of euphoria? Like, always smiling, never frowning? Yeah, that's not realistic, folks. Happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey with its ups and downs. Think of it like a roller coaster. You've got the highs, the lows, and even those unexpected twists and turns. The key is to be able to navigate those ups and downs with grace and resilience, learning from each experience along the way. Another misconception? That happiness is solely dependent on external factors. You know that feeling when you finally land that dream job or get a promotion? It's awesome, right? But relying on external achievements for your happiness can be like chasing a mirage in the desert. Sure, it might give you a temporary burst of joy, but it won't necessarily lead to lasting fulfillment. So, what really fuels genuine happiness? Turns out, it's more about cultivating inner peace and finding meaning in our experiences. It's about appreciating the little things: that warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or simply enjoying the beauty of nature. Think about it. When was the last time you felt truly happy? Was it when something big happened, or was it during a quiet moment of reflection or connection with someone you love? See what I mean? It's not always about grand gestures. Sometimes, the simplest moments can bring the most joy. Speaking of simple moments, let me tell you about this one time. I was feeling stressed out of my mind, deadlines looming, emails piling up, the whole shebang. But then I decided to take a walk in the park. It wasn't even planned, I just needed a break from the chaos. As I walked, I noticed the sunlight filtering through the leaves, the birds chirping their cheerful tunes, and the gentle breeze rustling the branches. It was like a reset button for my mind. That simple act of being present in nature brought me a sense of calm and clarity that no amount of caffeine could have achieved. And that's exactly what we're talking about: finding those moments of joy, those pockets of peace within our busy lives. It's not about ignoring the challenges, it's about learning to navigate them with resilience and grace, cultivating gratitude for the good things, and finding happiness in the everyday experiences. So, how can you apply this to your own life? Start by practicing mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, savor that cup of coffee, or simply listen to the sounds around you. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, dancing, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby you're passionate about. Remember, happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey. And hey, don't forget to share your own happiness hacks. Join the conversation on social media, let us know what brings you joy, and inspire others to find their own path to inner peace and fulfillment. Until next time, keep calm and carry on, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.